Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I know there's quite a few more people, but hopefully they're not all in Lori's room. And if they are, that's fine. But you guys have been in Wellspring before, so I don't know about you, but after I hear Smedley do that intro to what the church is about and how we fit into it, it just energizes me and I get eager and I'm ready to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. and also I want you guys to see how the Wellspring disciplines help us to do that. So I'm going to just read through the Wellspring purpose and disciplines. I know you've seen them a lot, but I'm just going to read through them. And as I read them, see if you can take note to yourself how they are connected to the drawing in, building up, and sending out of the church vision and purpose. And also, I just wanted to remind us of why it's so important that we keep repeating these disciplines to ourselves over and over. We want to be so familiar with them that they permeate our thinking, so that when we're going out and making decisions in our daily life, when we're just living day to day, these kind of help us. We think through what we're doing through our lives with these disciplines in our minds. And I like that picture that we've heard before of that they become the fabric of our lives and they become our aim as Christian women. So I'm going to go ahead and read the purpose and disciplines. The purpose of Wellspring is to equip and encourage the women of Grace Bible Church to shepherd their hearts toward Jesus Christ with the Word of God so that they live gospel-transformed lives, thus strengthening the church in its gospel purpose. And then so we have D1, the heart. The faithful woman of God shepherds her heart worshipfully toward God through the Word of God and in particular the gospel. And then D2 is the home. The faithful woman of God is concerned for those in her home and ministers to them with her heart fixed on God and His Word. Then D3, ministry. With the heart fixed on God and keeping her God-given ministry within her home a priority, the faithful woman of God steps into the church and every part of life to shepherd others toward God and the gospel. So, Smedley just reminded us that Wellspring is designed to equip the women of Grace Bible Church to become better at doing the drawing in, building out, and sending up of the church vision and purpose. And this happens when we excel still more in living out the disciplines of the Christian life. So let's make it our prayer this year that we would make the most of our time in Wellspring, that we have been reminded in order to discipline ourselves and discipline others, as in D2, we must make the most of disciplining ourselves, right, first. And in order to ask good questions of others, that begins with us being asked penetrating questions ourselves. So that's kind of the goal here. Let's talk about our time in God's Word and getting to know Him, which Smedley talked about a lot. But we want to encourage one another to continue in this fight and battle for our holiness. The guarding of our hearts and the truths of God's Word, our treasure. That's the purpose of us all being together in Wellspring, is to encourage each other. It takes discipline and planning, and that's what we want to remind each other of when we meet. Disciplining my time to make space for time to know God and His Word, it might mean avoiding or removing bad things in order to persevere in the good things, right? So it may mean that we have to give up some things I wanted to say love, but like if it's something that I'm really loving more than I'm loving God's Word, then I need to remove that. And God will show us these things as we go this year. Our goal is to know God, to become a doer of His Word. We have to be in His Word regularly for that to happen. We have the reading plans, and you guys are familiar with those. And you may want to stick with the same one this year. You may want to try a different one. You may be continuing working through the one that you started last year, and that's fine. The goal is just to make it a regular habit, and we want to excel at that this year. Having a reading plan is a good way to keep yourself on course, to learn God's heart from the beginning to the end. Like Smedley was saying, we want to have our eyes on the whole of God's word. In James 1:25, you don't have to turn there unless you want to, but it says, "But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." So God honors our faithful and feeble efforts. You know, he's gracious. In 2 Peter 3:18, it says, "You therefore, beloved, knowing this, take care that you are not carried away with the errors of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." So that's another reason that it's important for us to have our eyes on God's word, is that we need to be able to, and I think Smedley touched on this, we need to be able to know true words, God's good words, in order to discern and not be deceived by those false erroneous words that are out there all over the place. I've been thinking about how we care for our teeth. Kind of a strange comparison, but that's been on my mind lately. As we're growing up, if we neglect our teeth, the consequences can be very painful, and it gets your attention right away if your teeth have a problem. And I was thinking, if you have done that, if you've neglected your teeth, and then they start screaming at you, you might look back and regret, you know, that, man, if I had only followed that daily routine that I was always told that I needed to do with my teeth, that seemed so cumbersome at the time and so inconvenient, you know, I would be in a better place now and my teeth wouldn't be screaming. Doesn't mean that sometime you're going to have a tooth problem even if you did take care of your teeth, but it's that daily routine that my daughter is always telling me. She's a dental hygienist. The daily routine, if everyone would just do that little daily routine, they would be in such a much better place. So that's the same as we have to be with our souls. We need to think about it as a daily routine and something that is vital for our future holiness. We must discipline our spiritual life, right? Okay, so second, let's talk about our time with homework. We need to be consistent, make it a priority. We can't let things in our schedule crowd out our time, also the group teaching time that we come here to have. We need to be reminded how important it is to be united under God's truth and his words. Our conversations and our interactions with each other will be focused on the right things, on the godly, biblical things, and not just superficial things. When we are all sitting under the same teaching, when we are challenging ourselves with our homework, many of us have heard the lessons that we're going to hear this year in Wellspring several times, and it's a temptation to just tune out or think, I've heard that over and over. And I, you know, so we want to make it our prayer that we will be humble and ready for God to do the great work that he has promised to sanctify us and to help us put to death our wayward affections and selfish ambitions, to train us by his grace. That doesn't happen when we come in with an attitude of, I've heard this before. You know, we want to pray and ask God to help us have humble hearts, to come and see, hear with fresh ears, and hear something new that God wants us to see. Our lives are always changing, and there's always things in our hearts that we're blind to, and we want God's word to do its work. It's alive and active, and it can penetrate deep if we are willing to be humble before God. Like Smedley was saying, we're being sanctified little bit by little bit. So this is our opportunity to grow in that and to encourage one another as we grow in that. So that brings us to the third part of Wellspring, which is the discussion group time. I just wanted to encourage you guys, since you've been in Wellspring before and you know the routine of it, to come alongside women in your group who may be new. And don't be afraid to be the example. You know, like when in the discussion time, there may be times of quietness, or there may be, which silence is good sometimes. People have to think. but you might be the one to have your homework done really well so that you have an answer ready. You might be the one to help keep the conversation focused on the disciplines, the teaching that you're learning here, the things that are happening with God interacting in your time in the Word. Those are the things we want to keep the discussion group focused on for our purposes here. So you might be the one to help encourage that kind of conversation in your small discussion group. Let's see. And like Smed was pointing out, when we share honestly what God is doing in our lives to grow in our own godliness, that helps others in the group to feel like they're not alone in this battle. You know, this is a battle, and it is a soul-wrenching operation that God is doing in our lives. And so the more we can be honest and share what struggle we're having, that just helps other people who aren't as comfortable, or this is their first time with this kind of experience. It helps them to feel like, oh, okay, this is okay, I can do this, right? Challenge yourself a little bit this year to maybe even go a step further than you did last year in Wellspring. Maybe it's just be more consistent with everything. Be more consistent in being here. Be more consistent in doing your homework thoughtfully. You know, there's a lot of ways to be more consistent, I know. and give it more effort. That comes kind of along the same lines. Look for ways to encourage others in your discussion group. Like maybe there's, maybe get creative, and if there's one person that seems a little like they're struggling, maybe you could offer to meet with them or just talk on the phone once a week before our next meeting and just ask how they're doing. You know, it's okay for you to step out a little bit, and that helps you too. I know I have to force myself to do those kind of things, but I'm always blessed when I do. And again, cultivating a humble heart toward the lessons that we're going to be hearing. Be soft and listen with fresh ears to see what God has for you now. Maybe it's you want to add one more thing into your efforts to stay the course well. For example, it might be in the area of prayer. That's always, it goes along with our guarding our hearts. We have to be in prayer, and prayer is just a hard thing sometimes that gets neglected. I know for myself, that's kind of the thing that I always push off when I don't have as much time. But I came across this quote, and hopefully it'll be helpful to you as it was to me, by Mike Mason. He said, There is no true prayer without agony. Perhaps this is the problem with many of our churches. What little prayer we have is shallow, timid, carefully censored, or full of oratorial flourishes and hot air. There is little agony in it, and therefore little honesty or humility. We seem to think that the Lord is like everyone else we know, and that he cannot handle real honesty. So we put on our Sunday best and visit him, and then we return home and take off our fancy duds, and we're left alone with what is underneath, the dirty underwear of hypocrisy. That sounds kind of harsh, but it just really made me think, like, God knows everything about me. Why should I not be fully honest with him and in the struggle, you know? We can think that God wants us to be all put together and perfect and say the right things, but we need to just be honest with him and say, Lord, I know this is a struggle. I need help with making this happen every day, or I need help working out my schedule, or I need help with this interaction with these other people. Give me the right words to be an encouragement. You know, those kind of prayers, God will meet them. Maybe it's in scripture meditation and memory. I know that's been a challenge for me. I've always wanted to work harder on scripture memory. And this year, Lori and I talked about it, and we're going to be memorizing the gospel verses from our prayer booklet that we have. So we're going to pick one of those each for each lesson and memorize them together. You guys are welcome to join us in that. If you're interested, just let me know, and I can add you to like an email where I'm going to just send out what verse we're working on that week. I don't know. I always do better at those kind of things if I know others are doing it with me. So just thought I'd throw that out as an offering to you. But it's good to put scripture to memory, or at least meditate on it longer than just reading it quickly in the morning. So that's another area. Maybe it's in just taking a little extra effort to make use of one of the Wellspring resources that we try to introduce to you guys every year. There's lots of different parts that we have. Like, there's a bookmark, and we're going to try to talk about each one of these this year so you guys will be more familiar with them. But there is a bookmark that has like questions that you can ask yourself as you're going through your reading time. There's a prayer booklet. There's a song booklet. There's at the end of your resource packet in your notebook, there's a list. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's like a list of tons of verses about the heart and about the home and about different women in the Bible. So you should go through those once in a while and just be encouraged by all the treasure that God's Word has. Oftentimes we talk about the gospel primer or Puritan prayers. You know, that's another way to just dig into your heart a little more and see how others pray, and it helps your prayers. Maybe it's something as simple as just be faithful with what you're told to do in Wellspring. That may be what your challenge is this year. Maybe next year or last year you felt like, I just kind of went through the motions. This year I want to just be faithful to do it. You know, that's a good thing to do too. With that, I just wanted to read. Maybe I don't have it. Maybe I'll just open it up, and if you guys have something to share. I was going to read some of the responses from last year, people who wrote benefits that they had from Wellspring, but I don't have my sheet with me. So maybe you guys could share some things that you thought. We have like 4 more minutes. If you wanted, and if anybody had a thought of something that really benefited them from Wellspring, or a way they were looking forward to growing more in Wellspring this year. No pressure or anything. I appreciate that too. Okay, well, with that, sounds like nobody else has, but thank you, Beth. I'm just going to pray, and then you guys can go find your discussion groups. So, dear Lord God, we love you. We thank you for just the gift of Wellspring. Thank you for the many years and the how you've laid on different people's hearts different ways to make Wellspring effective, a tool that we can use, Lord, to help us be better worshipers of you. I just pray that you'll be with us this year as we seek to commit to working hard at shepherding our own hearts, at being an encouragement to others around us with your word. Guard our time, Lord. Help us to be faithful women. That's our desire, and we know that it only comes from you and your Spirit reminding us and pushing us forward. So we pray that we will grow in these disciplines, that we will grow in understanding and just knowing your heart, God, and knowing the way you think. Help us to grow in loving the things that you love and in hating the things that you hate. So we pray that you'll be with each of us as we go into our discussion groups and getting to know each other today, and that it'll just be fuel to carry us on as we continue on this whole year and the next 16 lessons that you have for us. We pray that you'll be honored and glorified in all that we do and say. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.